Joints are held together by strong tissues called ligaments. Joints may be movable or immovable. In movable joints, the bones move smoothly because of a fluid which acts as a lubricant. There are four types of movable joints. Number one, hinge joint. This joint works like the hinges in a door. The bones here can move only in one direction. For example, elbow, knee, toe, and finger joints. Number two, ball and socket joint. It allows the connected bones to move in many directions. For example, the hip and shoulder bone joints. Number three, a pivot joint. It is found between the skull and the first two vertebrae of the spine. The uppermost vertebrae in the neck is called the atlas. This joint allows the skull to be moved from side to side and up and down. Number four, which is gliding joint. They are found at the wrist and ankle and also between the two vertebrae of the spine. These joints allow the movement between the connecting bones. Now children, we will learn about the muscular system. Muscles occupy a major portion of the body. There are about 650 muscles attached to various bones in our body. Muscles are connected to different bones with the help of tough white fibers called the tendons. Types of muscles. There are two types of muscles, voluntary or striped muscles and involuntary or smooth muscles. Involuntary muscles, the muscles are under the control of our will. When you lift a weight or bend over, you are using the voluntary muscles. In involuntary muscles, the muscles work on their own. These muscles help your lungs to expand and contract and your food to be digested. An important involuntary muscle is the heart muscle, which is called the cardiac muscle. Now children, how do muscles work? Muscles work in pairs. They can contract and relax. When you flex a muscle, it contracts or gets shorter. When the muscle is relaxed, it goes back to its original shape. Now we come to the last part, which is the nervous system. For this, you may refer to page number 34. The brain, the spinal cord, and the nerves together form our nervous system. The nervous system is always busy controlling all the other systems in our body. Nerves. Nerves are like telephone wire. They link every part of the body to a central control system, which is the brain. There are three kinds of nerves. Number one, sensory nerves, which brings messages from the sense organs to the brain or the spinal cord. Number two, motor nerves, which carry orders from the brain or the spinal cord to the muscles of glands. And number three, mixed nerves, which carry messages to the brain as well as bring orders from the brain. Now we will learn about the brain. The brain is the control center of the human body. It weighs about 1.4 kg and contains millions of tiny cells. It is protected by a hard, bony skull. The brain has three parts. Cerebrum. It is the largest part of the brain. It controls our memory, thinking and reasoning, and also center of intelligence. Cerebellum. It coordinates action of the muscles and it helps us in balancing our body and keeping us in upright posture. Medulla oblongata. It connects the brain to the spinal cord. It controls the involuntary actions like the movement of the lungs and the heart. With this, we come to the end of our explanation.